Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today's caller has had a negative experience, or I should say they're having a negative experience, where they're not getting paid for work they've completed. Now, sometimes we look at situations like these and it's a bit of a gray area. They started doing some work, but it was on spec, or they didn't have a contract. They were, doing something for free in hopes of getting some paid work later. None of that here. In this situation, they were clearly promised the money in exchange for the work. They did the work, which I think was a cleaning service. But then the company, their client, changed hands and no one is taking responsibility, basically. So you'll hear more about this from our caller. Obviously, it's frustrating. Let's see what we can do to help. And by the way, welcome. This is Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. I have the privilege of bringing you a daily episode all about creating extra money without quitting your job. And not just extra money, but also confidence, security, the ability to do more of what's important to you. So, quick message from our sponsor. Let's see what we can do to help out our caller.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there, Chris. This is Logan, and I have a challenging situation I've been trying to figure out. I don't want to share all the details, since this is a potential legal matter. But the short version is that I have a small business that provides cleaning services to several offices and multi-use facilities. One of my contracts was for a building that recently changed hands. The new owner doesn't want my services anymore, which is disappointing, but I understand that these things happen. However, I still haven't been paid for the last 4 weeks of cleaning under the previous ownership. Each side has given me the runaround. The old owner says the new owner assumed all debt with the purchase, and the new owner says that's not the case. At this point, I'm ready to be more proactive, and I'm thinking of trying small claims court. It's several thousand dollars, which is a lot to me, but not really enough to hire a lawyer and go through full litigation. Do you think I should take this approach? And if so, do I file against the old owner or the new one, or both? Thanks for any advice you can provide.
Logan, I'm so sorry you're going through this frustrating experience. It definitely sounds annoying, suboptimal. I do want our listeners to know that most of the time it doesn't happen this way. These are pretty rare situations. I don't want to say they never happen, but most of the time, you know, in your cleaning service or whatever else, you're going to have good customers and good clients, and you're going to get paid, and you're going to build the systems to support those outcomes. So if you're thinking about starting your side hustle or small business, please don't be deterred. But now, of course, Logan's situation, you know, here we are. It is one of those times that doesn't have a great outcome, at least initially. And, you know, it seems like he is perfectly in the right here. It's just a question of who should pay. And I think small claims court is great for something like this. Depending on where you live, they may not have something like that, but it's essentially a way to have an expedited legal process without paying for attorneys, typically. And so if your claim is pretty clear cut, which it sounds like it is here, I mean, there could be some more details not mentioned, but based on the information we have, I would say there's a good chance the company is just going to pay up to be done with it. Or they won't show up, you know, if you have a hearing, and you'll get a judgment in your favor. Now, of course, I'm not a lawyer. I don't give legal advice. But in terms of, you know, which party to begin with, I think you should start with the party that hired you because you had an agreement with them. You know, they were paying you. You were doing work for them. It's their obligation to honor it. And if that doesn't prove fruitful, then perhaps there's another approach. But that's what I would do. I think actually small claims court is a great approach here. Logan, we're cheering you on. We're wishing you well. I hope it works out. Let us know. And listeners, if you have a question or something you're trying to work out, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what's going on with you. We'll feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects and as they get through occasionally difficult situations like this one. All right, that's it for today. New episode coming up tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.